Just to give you a little background information about National Public Health Week. So National Public Health Week was formed or proclaimed by President Clinton in 1995. The first full week of April is the designation. And every year since then, the public health community has celebrated the observance by focusing on an issue that is important to improving the public's health. While most of the National Public Health Week has been increasingly successful around the country, most of the activities have not been affiliate-driven. Rather, they have evolved from other public health organizations such as the state health department or the local health departments, schools of public health, etc. So the purpose of this section today is to discuss what has been done in the past, and our speakers will facilitate a meaningful guided discussion as to what affiliates might be able to do in planning public health activities, National Public Health Week activities for 2008, and we'll be talking about the 2008 theme, and the 2007 theme was the Get Ready campaign, which is a part of the Kellogg Foundation's affiliate grant for building capacity, so there might be some special interest in talking about the Get Ready campaign. So with the help of its 50,000 members and hundreds of organizational partners, the American Public Health Association has served as the lead organizer of National Public Health Week to educate the public, policymakers, and practitioners about the importance of public health. And as we said earlier, Public Health Week was proclaimed in 1995, but it wasn't until 2003 that APHA began to focus on a specific theme. And up until that point, basically, we just celebrated public health professionals and health in general. In 2001, there did seem to be a theme related to healthy people and healthy communities. And we had rousing success. Many of the activities were centered on child health, even fingerprinting children, checking car seats, infant car seats, doing all kinds of media, press release, press conferences, etc. In 2003, the theme was Getting in Shape for the Future, Healthy Eating, and Active Living. In 2004, it was Eliminating Health Disparities. In 2005, Empowering Americans to Live Stronger and Longer. 2006, Designing Healthy Communities, Raising Healthy Kids. In 2007, Take the First Step, Preparedness and Public Health Threats, Addressing the Unique Needs of the Nation's Vulnerable Populations. And in 2008, this is the theme for next year, which will be celebrated from April 7th through 13th, which is Climate Change, Our Health in the Balance. And we do have some booklets in the back, and we'll pass that out after we've had our presentations by the panelists for additional discussion. So now what I'd like to do is to have our panelists come up and just give a brief introduction about your presentation, your background, your position in your affiliate, and we'll also just go through the discussion just like they're here, Bart Perkey, Brenda Jolly, and David Corbin. And I guess while we're having just that little brief introduction, I'll ask you, how many of you are members of your affiliate? Okay, so great. We have a 99% show of hands, okay, and so we've got a little work to do yet. And How many of you celebrate National Public Health Week through your affiliate? Okay, good. So we do have some good representation, so I know we'll have some good discussion.